Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat.
It's not working.
Tonight we have Chris and Sharpie. Lauren and Lisa are still over at the Universal Orlando Resort at a conference, so we're taking the opportunity to record as many shows as we can.
Right.
So we have a top three.
This is how we get crazy when they're out of town.
Mm-hmm. This is like, it's like when you go to the in-laws and you watch like Arctic Truckers, you know, the whole back-to-back series on like the History Channel.
Right.
This is it.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. There's always some
for a week.
There's always something on the History Channel where you're like, oh, there's. It's like a, it's like the 007 marathon or something.
Have you been drinking?
No. So it's not going to be that good. So we're doing our Disney World topic today is the top.
It's.
Yes.
Oh, no, I was going to help you. Never
what is
mind.
It? Oh, go ahead.
It's we're each going to do our top three cues.
Pretty exciting there.
It is.
So
well,
Chris,
this was a suggestion of someone. We had asked for top five suggestions, but then Sharpie did the math and realized that 15 different cues would be way too much. So we decided to do three each.
Very nice. So Chris, why don't you start with your top cue?
Okay, my top one has got to be Toy Story Midway Mania.
So why do you like that cue?
I love that attraction anyway because I like the plates. That's the best part where you get to break all those plates. But it's a fun cue. You're like shrunk down. You're in Andy's room. You're the size of a toy. Mr. Potato Head is there. And it's good at World. It's not quite as good at Disneyland. You don't have as much stuff to look at. But if you are in the one in Disney World, it's like being in Andy's room. So you see all the fun toys and that you have seen in the movies. So it's cute. And you better like that cue because it lasts forever.
And the one in California has more of like the Midway theme kind of going on with it.
Yes.
Where the one in Florida has the really cool like journey into Andy's room. Get to be one of Andy's toys.
Yes.
Yes.
So Sharpie, what's your favorite cue?
My favorite cue, I'm going to give you kind of a tied top two, but there's definitely a winner here. So it's not really a tie.
Uh-huh.
But Expedition Everest is hands down one of my favorite cues. Just all of the cool theming and the artifacts and the little temple area, and then like the scientific exhibit about the search for the Yeti. I love it. I love that area of the park. Love the whole theming and the authenticity of the theming. Then you have the huge mountain looming right there in the background. You've got the prayer flags. You've got the temple offering of fruit, and I just love it. Love that area. It's so immersive, and it really does transport you to another place.
Yeah, they did
really
a very good.
That.
They did a very good job of telling that story when you go through that cue, and it's, you know, stage by stage, like you were saying. So it definitely takes you back. And that's what Disney does best.
I've never been in that cue.
What?
Really?
No.
Well, that cue is awesome.
I've never been on that attraction.
Well, you should go at least once. You know, the thing I like.
Will I hate it as much as I do Space Mountain?
No, it's not bad. It's, I get really nauseous going backwards. I don't know why I get so nauseous going backwards.
Steve.
So the backwards part is the part that I'm like, ugh, where I feel like, yuck, when's it over? But for the majority of people, that doesn't happen. So Chris, you probably, it's, and it'll be great once, hopefully they fix the Yeti now that once Pandora opens, maybe. But the queue is awesome.
Maybe I'll just do the queue.
Now the queue isn't interactive, you know, like now they're all these interactive where you got to touch everything and keep everybody entertained every 5 feet, but it's very well done to, you know, make you feel like you can, you know, you're going to go hiking and go climb Everest. So, and then all the Yeti stuff that Sharpie said, it's pretty cool. All right, so I'm up real quick. Mine, let's see, which one do I want to do first? Okay. Well, mine is a new one that's, and it's similar to Expedition Everest. It's Big Thunder Mountain. And they just recently, I don't know, maybe in the last year, redid the queue. And I've been there a couple times since it's been redone. They have all kinds of nice little fun interactive things to do. That used to be a queue of just kind of like 2x4s over and over again, back and forth and up and down and around. And then not much going on. And now there's a bunch of fun interactive things that you can do that either interact with the ride itself, you know, by exploding dynamite and you can see the results outside in the attraction. Or there's a bunch of different things related to mining that are very cool. So they did a very good job on that. Are we back? We're back to Chris.
Uh-oh. Okay. So actually, I wasn't going in order of preference.
Uh-huh.
I got confused because, you know, it's late. So actually, one that I like better is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Well, that's nice.
Yes. So I think that's, and again, this is one of those attractions where you actually need to be entertained because it's really a long wait. So there's lots of fun little things to play with. You've got the little, you know, gems that you can spin around, and you've got, they project lights on the ceiling, and there's lots of little interactive games at one point. My kids love that part. So I think Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, probably one of the better interactive queues in the park.
Yeah, I agree. It's at least a 40 to 60 minute wait, it seems like, every time. And the queue keeps
you entertained. Oh, gosh, that's generous. Yeah.
Yeah, 90 minutes isn't out of the question.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you go into that one area where they have the little game that you play. It's like, you know, at kid level, basically, where they match up the gems. And then they have the water torture game or whatever that is. I think it plays music. How does that? I don't really remember what that is because, you know, by that time, you're like claustrophobic in that small room and you're about ready to scream. But they are fun and the kids like it. So
the only thing I don't,
and that's a great ride. So
the only thing that drives me nuts is the, I feel like I'm going to get some disease because everyone's like touching and licking and sneezing on.
They're like touching their nose and then wiping it all over. And yeah.
Well, there's like those touch screens at Winnie the Pooh or whatever, where it's like a giant wall of honey and everybody's like rubbing their hands and you're kind of like,
you think it's honey. It's not.
It's just, yeah. Well,
the honey one is really bad.
The honey one's awful.
I just realized I took Steve's thing.
That's fine. That's okay. I've got another one.
Okay. You can have my Peter Pan.
That's okay. I haven't done the new Peter Pan.
That's a very generous offer.
You haven't done it?
No, I haven't since it's been redone.
I don't know why, but that was funny, Sharpie.
I have a funny one every now and then.
You do. People have no idea. You have a very sick, twisted sense of humor.
I do. A lot of my humor is like just innocent wordplay, but some of, you know, we all have our moments.
That's right. So, Sharpie, what's your next cue?
Bug's Life.
Well, the Bug's Life is cool.
Because I love seeing all the carvings on the tree. I love being under the Tree of Life. I love the music in that queue.
Oh, yeah, it's very well done.
I love it. It's so much fun. Just being under the Tree of Life, you know, my love of Animal Kingdom.
When you get in there too, it's nice and cool and you're underground and it's that whole.
Exactly.
It's very cool. Yeah, that's nice.
I think there are certain areas where you can hear the waterfalls.
So I haven't walked around the Tree of Life on one of those. They used to have a trail where you could see all different kinds of animals around the Tree of Life too. And I don't know if it's still there or I haven't done it.
It is recently reopened.
Okay.
And the wallabies are back in front of the Tree of Life as well.
Oh, they have wallabies?
Yes.
Huh. I didn't even know they had wallabies.
Yes. They're lots of fun.
Real quick, we were there. The last time we were there, we stumbled across a like bird show that they were doing right in front of the Tree of Life with parrots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
reasonably new as well.
That's like a great video or photo moment because they have like, I don't know, a bunch of, it looks like wild parrots and they just come flying in from behind the tree somewhere and then they land And there's like, I don't know, 20 or 30 of them. And then they, at the end of the show, they all just fly away.
Yeah, they spent like 2 years training the birds for that show.
It's pretty, yeah, it's pretty neat to see, because you see all these, what looks like you would see in Australia or somewhere, where you see all these wild birds just flying. All right, so Chris, did you do it at your second? Yes, you did. Sharpie.
Yes.
Sorry, Sharpie, what's your next cue?
I just did Bug's Life.
Oh, you did.
Do you want me to go ahead and share my?
I guess it's my turn.
Failing it tonight.
Is. Jeez, Steve, I get know. With the program. All right, sorry. Gosh.
All right, so my next cue is Frozen, which is over at Epcot, and it just opened. It's a cute little cue, and then it's similar to the Mine Train. It can have a very long wait since it's a new attraction. And you get to go through, you get to go through the little sauna with the guy. I can't think, Chris, you know the guy.
Oh,
the guy.
I don't remember his name.
I can't think of the guy's name either. Sharpie, do you know?
Christoph.
No, it's not Christoph. It's the guy who owns the little trading post.
Yes. You go through
the Oaken
yes.
trader.
Yes. Of course, you know. And they have the little sauna, and you can see the steam, and then you can see the little things, the little scenes happening. It's very cute, and it's a cute little village, and it entertains you long enough. It's usually, I think we waited about 40 minutes, and that attraction's very well done. I didn't realize it was going to be so much fun when they switched it out.
They did a great job on it, and I think so much of that queue is inside, because I was sort of worried. I'm like, you know, if these lines are as long as everyone's predicting, it's going to be really hot. But if you are under 70 minutes, you're probably going to be indoors, which is a lot better than being outside.
Yeah.
So, and it is all themed, so there's plenty to see. And, you know, someone had asked us about entertaining kids in line. That was one of the questions we got. Things like this are great. You don't have to give them their, you know, little phone or whatever. They can definitely spot lots of fun things from the movie.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think when we're in there, on some of these, we'll do the Disney Heads Up game. So if you have,
guys love Heads Up.
I know. Yep. So you can do that with everybody else in the queue if you want.
Yes. Hey, strange people.
Hey, strange people.
Play Heads Up with me.
Mm-hmm. Come on over. So our last round, Chris, take it home with the last round. What's your last one?
Okay.
Bring it home.
Since I stole from Steve, mm-hmm. I have two. And my first one is going to be Peter Pan. And if you haven't seen the interactive queue with Peter Pan, basically you're going into the Darling's house and you see pictures of the parents up and you get kind of little clues about what's going on in the house. And then you go into the kids' bedroom, and that's really fun. There's lots of interactive things that you can do. And one of them involves seeing Tinkerbell fly. So that's kind of fun. And this is another one. And I always tell clients, make sure you get a fast pass for Peter Pan. You may think that you don't want it, but because it's an attraction that everyone from the tiniest baby to the oldest feeble person in your, well, you know, I mean, whatever, somebody who's maybe not as, you know, into rides, anyone can ride it is what I'm saying. And so, you know, it's always got a line. It's usually around 75 minutes to 90 or even longer. So get a fast pass for it. But if you don't get a fast pass, fortunately, they have an interactive queue that's fun.
All right. And did you have one more or no?
I do have one more. And this one is not necessarily a queue per se, but it kind of is. It's like an honorary queue. Honorary interactive queue. And that's the Haunted Mansion out in Disneyland during the Halloween overlay. When they have the Nightmare Before Christmas, there's lots of things outside that you can see. And that's just kind of, it gets you excited about the things that are inside. And the first time I did the Halloween overlay or the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay at the Haunted Mansion, I didn't realize that it was more than just the outside. So I thought, oh, this is pretty nice. I get inside and it's like really amazing in there, which is kind of a nice way to find out that they really do change the entire attraction around. But the outside will kind of get you prepared for that.
Both of those are nice. Last one, yes. Sharpie, what do you have?
Jungle Cruise.
Oh.
I know.
Well, they have the.
I love the music.
Mm-hmm.
I love the little hidden jokes that you can kind of find in and around the queue. And I love
spider.
As you're approaching the boat, you get to hear like your skipper like calling out at you from the boat. It's a lot of fun. I love it.
I don't know. It's okay.
It's fantastic.
It is. So, you know, I'm going to switch my last one because this is the first, I think this is the first interactive queue they did at Disney World. Right at the same time they did Winnie the Pooh. I don't remember if Winnie the Pooh was first or this one, but the Haunted Mansion at Disney World was either the first or second, I think, that did an interactive queue. And that was the first one we got to see where it was kind of the idea of entertaining them in line. And that you go through the graveyard and there's some codes you have to figure out on the books, and there's all the kinds of little different things that you can play with. And then there's always one of those, like, I don't know, there's something where you're supposed to talk to it in the book and answer clues that never seems to work, or that you never have enough time to actually interact with. Yeah, I think
it's more that you just don't have enough time to actually do it.
Yeah, so there's some of those.
That's the tough part, because sometimes when you're in these interactive queues, you want to do things, but people are kind of like, you know, wanting to move
along.
So
they have to be touch. They have to be something that's super quick to do. Oh, and then Winnie the Pooh, they had the bees. You move the little bees along, and it's always interesting to see on these how long until like the bees are all going to be broken off of the. They're always a test of durability and how long they can do it until. And they seem to make a lot of it work. If it doesn't, if it's broken in the first 3 or 4 days, they come up with another way of doing it. So that was my last one. So is that it for interactive queues?
That's it.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up.
That's it.
So this is our last show, I think, with just the three of us. We might sneak out one more. We'll see. But if you like our shows, you can go to mousechat.net. You can leave us comments over at comments@mousechat.net. And we are also on Facebook. We have just the mousechat.net Facebook page. And we also have a Facebook group if you want to get a little more personal and, you know, need help planning vacation, or if you have any specific questions, our Facebook.
Wait a minute. Get more personal.
Yes. You can.
Steve, I think you're promising too much.
You can find out our top, I don't know.
I could tell you about my cats.
Yes. Chris's cats in the Facebook group. So, and it's a closed group. Just ask to join and we'll add you in, and it's free. There's no, charge or Patreon page or anything like that associated with it. Just, we only let mouse chatters in, I guess. That's why it's closed.
Or Nigerian princes.
Yes. That, are asking for money. So we let them in too.
Waiting on my $1 million check. I mean, it only cost me $100,000, but
you just have to send the money to get the check.
That's a big return on your money.
It is, yes. Or Dizflix. We can, if you started up Dizflix, we'll let you in too. You come on over.
So rude.
Nigerian princes, Dizflix people, anybody.
Whatever.
Yeah, come on in. We'll let you know.
If you're down on your luck, come hang out with us.
Yeah, if you want to take a corporate logo and mix it with whatever and sell some Disney stuff coming in.
I like it.
So join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.